A Guantanamo protest vigil was held on Tuesday, January 11th, at the Park Street T Station, which is at the lowest corner of Boston Common. We are about to hear a half hour of excerpts from the distinguished participants' words spoken at that vigil. Here are the voices we'll hear. Susan McLucas, activist and organizer. Christopher Spicer Hankel of Witness Against Torture. James Van Louy of the Committee for Peace and Human Rights. Rebecca Schoaf-Kozak, author and therapist, Boston Public Health Commission. David Spicer, attorney and Christopher's father. And John Harris of the Boston May Day Coalition. Here's an update on the dismal facts around Guantanamo. Five more men were cleared for release on the same day as our rally, making a total of 18 men cleared for release now. As usual, none are being released at this time. We begin with Susan McLucas.
It is the 20th anniversary of the opening of Guantanamo Detention Center in Cuba. This center was opened after the attacks of 9/11 in 2001, and they put people there, it seems, in an effort to make us feel safe. They didn't really choose people very carefully. They went into Afghanistan and said, "We'll give you $5,000 if you give us a terrorist." Well, you can imagine a lot of people were handed over for no good reason. There have been hundreds of people, I think 700 or 800 people over the years at Guantanamo, but right now there are 39, and 13 of them have been cleared for release long since. But the people who've been cleared for release don't necessarily leave. We look to Biden to close down Guantanamo like he promised he would in the campaign. It's a long tradition for Democrats to promise to close down Guantanamo and then when they get in, not do it. But we are hoping that Biden will. We need to keep the pressure on him. Write him at the White House. Send him a message through whitehouse.gov/contact. Do whatever you can think of to get these people out. There is no reason for people to be locked away 20 years on who have done nothing. So there are protests all over the world today. A lot of things online, but they're protesting in Western Mass at Greenfield. There's a big protest in New York City on the library steps, in Los Angeles, in Cleveland, Ohio. This is the 20th anniversary of the opening of Guantanamo. Can you imagine 20 years where some people have been there with no charges, no trial, just being detained? In the last 10 years, one of the detainees was talking about how in his first 9 years he was in solitary confinement, which is pretty brutal. But then they opened up communal blocks, so there was allowed to be a little more socializing among the prisoners. But still, if your life is being taken away from you year by year, doesn't matter if they're treating you well, and they don't treat them well. When they refuse to eat, they still forcibly feed them, which is a very painful process.
This is a review impartial. A year ago, former prisoners of Guantanamo organized their open letter open to President Biden, specifying demands such as get in that position a special envoy to help transfer us to the 39 countries where we would be accepted. This letter was published by Ahmed Rahmani in the UK Independent, a letter to Biden a year ago. Ahmed Rahmani says, "When I was kidnapped from Karachi in 2002 and sold to the CIA for a bounty with a false story that I was a terrorist called Hassan Ghul, my wife and I had just had the happy news that she was pregnant. She gave birth to my son Jawad a few months later. I have never been allowed to meet my own child. President Biden is a man who speaks of the importance of family. I wonder if you can imagine what it would be like to have never touched his own son. Mine will soon be 18 years old, going on 19 today this year, and I have not been there to help him or guide him. I have been locked up for this entire childhood without charges or a trial. The Senate Intelligence Community report on CIA torture was completed on his watch, as they say, in 2014. It's a report that I featured in. It says that I was tortured for 540 days in the dark prison in Afghanistan without authorization. Whether that makes sense, it better or worse, I am still undecided. I can confirm that the torture did take place, although I could have counted the days myself. The days and nights blended into one while I was hung from a bar in a black pit in agony as my shoulders dislocated. I have no interest in revenge, but I want people to know what happened and why it was swept under the rug. The way in which the prisoners from Afghanistan were then moved to Guantanamo in early 2002 was in and of itself torture. I can remember seeing the pictures of these men whose eyes were covered, whose ears were covered with cotton batting, who were in orange jumpsuits, who were tied down in the planes with diapers on to make what would be a trip that would take more than a night and a day. Can you imagine what it's like to be in a jumpsuit with a diaper on for more than 24 hours in your own waist? This is the way these men were transported. Some of them were only kids. There were people in Guantanamo who were only 14 and 15 years old. They were children. They were actually classified as juvenile terrorists. This is the inhumanity that we have practiced as a country for over two decades. It has infiltrated every part of our society. We need to stand up as a people and say, this level of criminal injustice cannot stand. And our whole country has been taken apart by lawyers who wrote those memos. Lawyers like John Yoo. Lawyers like the now federal court judge Bybee, who wrote the torture memos to make it okay to torture people. And you know, this goes through every institution, this goes through everything around us and every administration since this started in 2001. They all are war criminals, every one of them. Every president we've had for 20 years is a war criminal. We need to come together as a people and say, these people need to go. The current head of the CIA is a person who destroyed tapes of torture in order to cover up these crimes. She should be put on trial. And so should the guy who was her boss, who helped her to plan the whole thing. And so should all the lawyers who wrote these torture memos, people like John Yoo and Judge Bybee. They should be on trial. Come together. End the war crimes.
and the collapse of the rule of law in the United States of America.
9 men have died at Guantanamo since it's been open. More than have been successfully prosecuted. 3 of those people who were counted among the dead and counted as suicides, a guard has reported, were tortured to death. They have some military commissions going on, trying to try the people who they say did 9/11 and also the coal bombing and some other terrorist acts. And they are not getting anywhere. They've been bogged down for years in pretrial hearings. And one of the big stumbling blocks is that all of the evidence that they have practically was gotten through torture. And so it's inadmissible. So this is such a boondoggle, and we have to close Guantanamo. Close down Guantanamo. Close down Guantanamo. Close down Guantanamo.
It is a privilege to be here. I come as an attorney who respects the rule of law in this country, only to learn more and more over the years how our country has disrespected the rule of law and cost so many men their lives in Guantanamo, and not just through death, but just their lives are totally shattered by what we've done in complete direct contravention of the Geneva Protocols, going back to the very first days that these detainees were held without opportunity for any justice, for any due cause, for any hearing, writ of habeas corpus. Nothing was respected. And it is a great sadness to realize how there are still 39 men there after 20 years. So today is a chance to simply recognize what is probably one of the great scars in our country's history in violation of the rule of law and holding these men. There may have been a few that have been convicted based on some grounds, but 99 9/10%, there's no basis to continue to hold them. So I stand with those who find this a great injustice and seek, hopefully, in the weeks and months ahead, to build a groundswell for the closing of Guantanamo. Thank you.
There have been poems written, lots of paintings done. There have been 2 books written, The Guantanamo Diary by Mohamedou Ould Slahi, which has been made into a movie, The Mauritanian, which is so powerful and upsetting, of course, but also a little bit uplifting. He forgives the people who mistreated him, and it's amazing. He holds to his faith. And the other book came out more recently called Don't Forget Us Here by Mansour Adaifi. So we are calling on the Biden administration, fulfill your promise. You said you would close down Guantanamo. That's part of the reason people voted you in. And you just have to do it. Senator Durbin had a hearing in December, and it was really exciting. I don't know when was the last hearing about Guantanamo in Congress, but the Biden administration did not even send a single representative, not even a lowly somebody from some back office, nobody. Well, they have to close Guantanamo.
The most important ask that we have of President Biden is to refill a seat. And it was a special envoy position that was created during the Obama administration. It was what helped the number of detainees at Guantanamo when it was at its high point was at 700 to be transferred to other countries, special envoy. So doing the right thing and transferring it to the 39 willing host countries, those cleared for release by the Secretary of State, by Secretary of Defense, the FBI, the CIA, every organization, six organizations, clear these men for release. Since 2012, they've been sitting there. One of those who's been cleared for release finally touched down on Moroccan soil July 19th of this past year. July 19th. He's 56 years old. He's been all of his, imagine all of your 40s, all of your 50s. Now you get back home and you're still in jail in Casablanca pending investigation. He was finally able to celebrate the Feast of Sacrifice, ironically, when he got home. July 22nd, at the UAE embassy, activists highlighted at Guantanamo of the East and highlighted the plight of Ravil Mingazov in Guantanamo, a successful ballet dancer in Russia formerly. Reprieve writes that Mingazov was also an officer in the army. He had his family and Muslims of Tatar ethnicity. They tried to flee Russia with the hope that they could practice their faith without fear somewhere else. But Ravil was captured in Pakistan and sold to the U.S. for a bounty. He was sent to Guantanamo Bay in 2002 and spent nearly 15 years there. However, the transfer to the UAE was not a release, but rather to horrific treatment. When they arrived, they spent 70 days blindfolded and shackled to the wall, Mansour Adafi says. Four Afghanis were released 2 years ago and one died. Two men totally lost their minds there. So protesters were there in front of the UAE embassy this July. In August, August 4th, Women Against Torture had published The Atrocity of Torture by Helen Scheitner, a letter to the editor in the Washington Post. And she writes, "We have never had access to a full accounting of the torture endured at the hands of the U.S. government in our war on terror. An unredacted Senate torture report has not been released. No U.S. official has ever been held accountable for the authorization and torture at CIA black sites or in official U.S. custody in places such as Bagram Prison in Iraq and Guantanamo Prison in Cuba. In fact, Gina Haspel was appointed director of the CIA, even though she had overseen the torture of prisoners as head of the CIA black site in Thailand." Boo! "Until we come to terms with the atrocities committed by our own government in the specious service of national security, we will never have the moral authority to condemn other nations." Thank you. Thank you for writing that to the witness, to the letter to the editor. We can all do that. We can write our editor. We can say this is an atrocity, and we do not in our name. August 17th, Saifullah Paracha, the oldest prisoner, turned 74. Happy birthday at Guantanamo. Thanks to Reprieve, 7,345 letters from supporters would be sent to him. We can do that. We can write to prisoners in Guantanamo. Thanks to lawyers at Reprieve. In September, mass mobilization to reframe the history of war on terror as a crime against humanity. For instance, a petition for Ahmed Rabbani circulated by Mark Maher, a U.S. Reprieve attorney, would gather 9,759 signatures. Thank you. We can do that. We can sign petitions. We can sign these petitions that talk about crime against humanity. This is one quote from it. Ahmed Rabbani said, "The CIA tied up his arms and hung him up to slowly and excruciatingly dislocate both his shoulders. He was moved to another prison and held in complete darkness for 545 days. No toilet, no shoes, no proper clothes, no bed. Eventually he would be sent to Guantanamo, where he remains until today."
One of the prisoners at Guantanamo is Khalid Qasim. He's been there all along. He says that other countries used to look up to the U.S. for their human rights and justice, and they don't do that anymore. Any claim to defend human rights by the U.S. rings hollow. recently President Biden was criticizing Putin about their human rights in Russia, and Putin came back and said, well, what about Guantanamo? Good point. Now, Majid Khan spent a lot of time at black sites. I don't think he's been at Guantanamo. I'm not quite sure, but he was a victim of that same torture program that they have at Guantanamo, and he was allowed for the first time at a military commission to describe his torture, and the people in the jury, the Marines and people from the Army and Navy that were on the jury, were appalled. The foreman of the jury drafted a proposal for him to get clemency, and 7 out of the 8 jurors signed it. I think that whatever crimes people at Guantanamo have done, the few of them that actually have done crimes, which is not most of them, but even if they have done something against Americans, usually in response to our country invading their country, mistreating their people, they should get released on the basis of the treatment that they've already gotten. Being tortured for 20 years is enough punishment for any crime. Recently, Asadullah Harun Gul, an Afghan, was granted a habeas corpus petition by Judge Amit Mehtar. And this is the first habeas corpus petition that's been granted since 2007. We will see if they actually get out. Biden has only freed one prisoner, Abdul Latif Nasser. And there are 13 prisoners all ready to be released. They're all cleared. All they have to do is for someone to say, okay, let's let him go. But it hasn't happened. They're not putting their energy into it. And a lot of the people who are let go have terrible lives. There's a real stigma about being a ex-Guantanamo prisoner. It's not like everything goes back to normal when you let somebody go. The main reason to close down Guantanamo is what a complete moral outrage it is. What a cruel, horrible place. But it's also really stupid. We are spending $13 million plus for each prisoner to be housed there for a year. And when you think of the fact that most of them are totally innocent, it's doubly stupid. Please, write to the president, write to Merrick Garland, write to your senators and congresspeople, write letters to the editor. I know a lot of us have done that around this anniversary. Raise your voice. We have to close down Guantanamo. We are reading the names of the 39 men still at Guantanamo.
Mohammed bin Lep, Khaled Hassan Durad, Khalid Sheikh Muhammad, Muhammad Abdul Malik Bahujab Malik, Abdul Hadi Al Iraqi, Harun Al Afghani, Muhammad Rahim.
Hi there, I'm John with the Boston May Day Coalition. The Boston May Day Coalition stands in solidarity with the struggling people of Cuba against the blockade. We call for the return of Guantanamo to its rightful country, Cuba. All the prisoners should be released immediately from Guantanamo.
To
December 7th, Winnegan's Torture joined Amnesty International for a silent vigil outside the Senate Judicial Committee hearing, closing Guantanamo, ending 20 years of injustice. Where was Biden's people at that hearing? Where were they? They were dodging accountability. They were not showing up. They were not getting the job done. They were not executing the office of the president. Now, there's a new website that was just launched today. I recommend everyone. It's called Closing Guantanamo Together from Cage International, which yesterday called for a Twitter storm. Let's all tweet. Let's all tweet about how President Bush, President Obama, the late Senator John McCain, five defense secretaries, all these agreed we need to close Guantanamo. Five defense secretaries, eight secretaries of state agreed we need to close Guantanamo. Five chairmen of the Joint Chiefs of Staff agreed we need to close Guantanamo. And dozens of retired generals and admirals all agree we need to close Guantanamo. Let's do our part. Let's close Guantanamo.
Now we're going to hear a poem that Adnan Latif wrote. He was at Guantanamo for a few years, and the authorities were telling the other authorities, you should let this guy go. There's no indication he was involved in any kind of terrorism, so let him go. But there he stayed, and he wrote this poem. Hunger Strike Poem by Adnan Latif. They are criminals, increasing their crimes. They are criminals, claiming to be peace-loving. They are criminals, torturing the hunger strikers. They are artists of torture. They are artists of pain and fatigue. They are artists of insults and humiliation. They are faithless, traitors and cowards. They have surpassed devils with their criminal acts. They do not respect the law. They do not respect men. They do not spare the elderly. They do not spare the baby-toothed child. They leave us in prison for years uncharged because we are Muslims. Where is the world to save us from torture? Where is the world to save us from the fire and sadness? Where is the world to save the hunger strikers? But we are content on the side of justice and right, worshiping the Almighty. And our motto on this island is Salam. In September of 2012, Adnan Latif was found dead in his cell, apparently from suicide. Thank you all very much for listening. We are out here, Park Street Station on the Boston Common, on the 20th anniversary of the opening of Guantanamo, January 11th, 2022.
Two groups that I think are really good on this, Reprieve at reprieve.org and closeguantanamo.org.
Thank you.